Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Katowska and I will be your host. This is the UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of study, I would like to share my experience, knowledge, and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, fitness fads, and more. We will be answering your questions, we will have guest speakers, and what's most important, we will exercise together. Yes, you heard me right. In every episode, we will have a healthy dose of exercises that we will do together. So we won't just talk about fit life, we will actually experience the fit life together. Are you ready? Then let's go. Today's show topic is Mental Health Awareness Week, how to cope with burnouts and tools to prevent it. Most people will at some point in their life struggle with their mental health. This can be due to life-changing events, anxiety, stress, depression, even low-level stress at work on a daily basis can cause serious issues in the long term. Burnout is defined as a feeling of physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion after experiencing a lot of stress over a long period of time, according to the NHS. Today, we're speaking to Am, a multifaceted individual with 18 years of experience in the creative industry. Am is a business media strategist and a powerful businesswoman who has helped many to build their businesses, brands, and profiles in the media. Am teaches through her talks, workshops, and coaching, mentoring sessions, providing her expertise and experience to individuals, including the next generation. She is trained in human behavior, psychometrics, and clarity power coaching. And today she chooses to share her experience to help and create more diversity and inclusion for positive and impactful change to continue circulating. Am, welcome to the show.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I want to welcome you officially to UK Health Radio, to Fit Life, to my show. Welcome and thank you for actually accepting the invitation and being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And I think it's fantastic, the idea that you brought to my attention, because, we're running up and down and then doing crazy things during the week, and I did not even pay attention, my bad, that is actually Mental Awareness Week. So thank you so much for bringing this to my attention and actually wanting to speak about it.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I felt that was so important is, as entrepreneurs, business owners, you know, it's not spoken about so much or shared about. And I think it's such an important thing. You know, we all go through health issues. And if we don't look after ourselves, if we don't look after ourselves mentally, it's going to affect us physically and emotionally.
100 million percent. So, you know, the topic that we came up, both of us, because Asa, I want to give you a lot of credits for that. And again, thank you. It's Mental Health Awareness Week and how to cope with burnout and the tools, how to prevent it. And what you just said, you know what? I must say very honestly that very often I feel this way. I do feel that I'm lacking some perhaps tips, or I feel like, oh my God, I'm burning out, or what to do. So I think, you know, as much as I love what I do, and I think we you as well, but even with us, with people who adore their jobs and they do it and they put entire life into it and passion, I think we do face those problems too. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, when you kind of become, you know, do your own thing and you have your own business because you have a passion, right? You have a passion which then creates that business, and you love what you do, which then, you know, makes you think, oh, I don't need a break because I'm loving what I do. And that's where we've got to be so strict on ourselves and stop, because if we don't stop, we will burn out. Regardless, however much you love your job, there's got to be a stop time, and there's got to be boundaries that you've got to put in for yourself. You know, every day, like, I will make sure I'm stopped by 6:30, Natalia, because if I don't, I can continue. I can carry on all night if I wanted to, because, you know, we are also passionate about the work and the jobs that we do. And, you know, and we have to stop ourselves. Otherwise, there will be a burnout.
Oh, I cannot agree with you more. So, you know, just so people, because I mean, I know you very well, but my people, my 1.2 million listeners might not exactly know. I mean, I've done a beautiful introduction about you, but let us know, who are you and what you do? Because I know you're a business owner. You're very entrepreneurial. Yeah. But let them know, who are you? What are you doing?
Oh, God. Okay. So obviously, you know, the title is I'm a creative entrepreneur, media voice, but you know, I'm just someone who likes to ignite individuals, whether that's in business or personally, through my talks, I guest lecture, you know, my voice in the media by sharing certain situations and talks, or and mentor individuals. I've been in the creative industry for the last 18 years. I've been in business for, you know, a very long time, probably almost 20 years. And, you know, I'm just here to live my truth and serve others. And that's what it's about. And obviously, you know, continue living life and experiencing this amazing world and just helping people.
I mean, it sounds fantastic. But tell us, how did it all started? Why were this entrepreneurship in you, that passion for like different businesses and being your own woman and actually not working for anyone else, but for yourself? Where did that come from?
Well, I did work for someone for 3 years, a corporate company, but I'll share that in a little bit. But, but you know, like the journey, everyone always says, but how did you start in business? And, you know, the thing is, I never planned it, Natalia. It's just something that had happened in my life. And, you know, I was thinking about this not so long ago. You know, I was talking to one of my colleagues and, you know, I was like, you know, when I was probably in primary or junior school, I'd sit there on a typewriter before there were computers, helping my mum, you know, do satisfactory notes and invoices for my dad's business at the time. And I remember when the first computers came out, I made my dad's first business card, and it was done on like Word or something so ridiculous. So you look back and you're like, wow, actually, I started doing these little things back then. But just to kind of share my personal journey, I actually went to art school. And, you know, I think we are all creatives in our own way. I was very talented. I got into the top art school in the world. And, you know, at the time, I'm like, yeah, I want to be a fashion designer. And I went into fashion knitwear. I graduated, went into Fashion Week, worked with Alexander McQueen, launched, you know, JW Anderson's Man Show, and so on. But when you're in the fashion industry, you're a freelancer. And I just didn't like that vibe of freelancing for the first year. You know, worked with amazing people. I met my first mentor, Rosaline Hegarty, at the time. You know, she's now an 83-year-old amazing woman, businesswoman. She's still doing business. And, you know, she built a whole business through knitwear, which is what I specialized in. I then met my second mentor, who I didn't think was my mentor. I didn't even know what a mentor was at the time. And you just look back in your life and you're like, wow. And I ended up in manufacturing. So I learned and understood how the business worked. So the manufacturing business, again, it was very much kind of working with household brands and, you know, being that kind of middle person at the time, but understanding like how the shipments worked, how the sales worked, and how, you know, how to get brands into stores. And John Ingram at the time, who was, you know, who I call my second mentor now, you know, he was in his late 70s, he'd worked with the Beatles, he had the first fashion forecasting publication company, and I'm so blessed to have worked with these people. And, you know, he wasn't very well at the time, you know, he was quite elderly, and a lot of my friends who I graduated with were like, hey, Am, you know, how do we build a brand and how do we, you know, get samples? How do we get it into a store? So I started consulting them, and that's how it happened. And I then opened up, I had my first studio when I was about 23. So yeah, I got my first studio then. We became a 360 knitwear consultancy company where we'd sample, where we would design, where we were brand building, where we were getting samples and units into store. So yeah, I was about 22, 23 years old. With God's grace, I had achieved everything I wanted by about 25. Ended up building my own brand, which was an exclusive with ASOS at the time. And about 25, 26 years old, I got headhunted by Burberry to help build their children's wear business. And, you know, at the time I thought, oh yeah, I can run my own business and I can still work with Burberry and, you know, consult them, because Burberry is a big name. And, you know, when someone wants you to go on board and help build the brand and you're contracted to go in for 6 months, you're kind of not going to say no. And, you know, when you're that young, Natalia, no one teaches you about balance. No one teaches you about time management. I had nobody teaching me that. And I was, you know, working ridiculous hours. I was at Burberry at, you know, 6, 7 in the morning, and I'd be on my phone and sending my BlackBerry at the time and sending emails to work or clients and just checking in, or, you know, on my lunch breaks or after I finish at ridiculous times. And I would then, you know, go back to my studio and, you know, deal with factories that were on different time zones. And obviously, eventually it burnt me out. You know, I was sleeping probably about 1 to 2 hours.
Oof.
Yeah. And, you know, I was a 27 year old girl doing about 1 million units for a Christmas jumper order, because it was when the first Christmas jumper boom happened. And literally after all of that, I was just like, whoa, I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have anyone guiding me in terms of, oh, you know what? Work smarter, not stupid at the time.
Oh, wow. I mean, I thought I was crazy, but okay.
Yeah.
1 hour, 2 hours sleep is definitely something that I would not be able to function. My brain just doesn't work. It's shut down.
And that, and Natalia, that affects you. You're mentally exhausted. You physically don't care what you're like. You're not exercising because you have no energy and you are exhausted. You're probably having sugar because you're trying to keep yourself awake with the caffeine or the coke or the, like, whatever it is. Mm. So you're not grounded.
Oh no.
So, and so that was my burnout.
Yeah, that would never work in what I do, because it's just your body tells you, like, yo, you want to work out, you better get some sleep.
Exactly. And, you know, when I see these young individuals that are starting their businesses, and I'm like, you know, obviously I'm well past that age now, but, you know, it's almost 20 years in the game. And I'm just like, you know, and because I've gone through that experience, it's just like, you want to share, you know, no, don't work stupid, work smarter. And, you know, obviously years later, I then trained within, you know, human behavior and psychometrics. Hence the reason I understand how people work and why they do certain things. And, you know, we have all been given the knowledge and experience from other people. And I always believe in giving that back. And I think I'm at that point in my life where I've kind of achieved everything I've wanted to. You know, I have an amazing PR agency that I founded 7 years ago. And the foundation of Abstract PR has always been about adding value, you see. And, you know we're serving and we're helping others and we're sharing that value in the mainstream media that is going to help other people move forward, you know. So I always feel, and or I always believe, we're all here for a purpose and we're all here to serve. And whether that's sharing my knowledge and experience, I think that's so important.
You know, you were talking about your burnout and you shared this, I mean, a terrible, but actually fantastic story for us to learn. How did you get out of it? So you felt like, okay, something is going crazy. What was the lowest point when you said, okay, enough is enough, I'm done? Or what happened?
I just couldn't get up one day, Natalia. I was so exhausted to the point where I was just like, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't just about being on Skypes and in the office at silly hours, because obviously I was only at Burberry for 6-7 months. I was in factories for 3 months on end. So I'd fly out quite a lot. I would be back and forth in London. I'd either be in Paris, like Paris Fashion Week. I'd be in Italy for the Petit Pilates shows. I'd be at another factory or another manufacturing company that did certain yarns, because I specialized in knitwear, you see. So it was, I just woke up one day. I just couldn't get up. I was just tired. I was just like, I can't do this. And I was just sick. And it was stress. I didn't have the tools to manage it. And I just decided, and I was like, you know what, either I continue doing this and I'm going to kill myself and I have no life. And I was only in my 20s. In your 20s, my friends are like out partying. And, you know, here I am just like, you know, dealing with this business and, you know, whatever. But I just decided, right, I'm going to stop the manufacturing. I'm tired of flying. I don't enjoy it. And I'm going to continue consulting, because I love the consulting. I was always consulting brands and businesses. I always had that vision from 18, 19. I always saw where a brand was going, a business was going. And I continue doing that today. But you recognize that burnout because you are tired and you want to make a change in your life. And that was my kind of wake up call in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. So you said you felt sick. Did you feel physically sick, mentally? What were the symptoms apart from you not being able to literally get up? Were this anything, for example, I mean,
oh, I have, you know, I've always suffered from like anemia. So for instance, my anemia was really bad. You know, I probably wasn't healthy at all. I wasn't like, you know, working out or doing any physical activity. You know, I'd live on caffeine and coke, and it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's all on the internal and on your inside. You know, stress can affect you in so many different ways when you don't have tools for it.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I mean,
and you know, I was mentally stressed out, I was, you know, not healthy internally, and I was exhausted. Exhaustion is real, that exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I felt that too.
Yeah,
extreme like belly cramps sometimes, or I'm super exhausted and I cannot even sleep, but I want to sleep, but because your brain is racing, you can't literally rest. Mm-hmm. You're restless too. So for everyone out there, you know, there are so many different ways how you can actually feel the burnout and then stress. There's so many symptoms. So absolutely. You know, you've talk beautifully about the mental health and you share your passion and your business side, but how, if you can explain it, why and how this mental health is so important as a businesswoman and in your business world, why we do have to take care of it in the first place?
Because again, it's burnout, it causes mental health issues, it affects you mentally. And I think, you know, obviously years later, I told you, I trained within human behavior and psychometrics, because I can understand why do we do these things. And, you know, and then I trained later with one of my other business mentors, Suki Wahiwala. And, you know, it's learning that balance, and it's learning to when to stop and put boundaries in for ourselves and protect our own mental health, but also be mindful of our mindset, of the way we do things and the way we say and do things ourselves. You know, it's important. And I think because I've gone through it and I've gone through that journey, and I just feel it's important to be that advocate to share that with others, because there could be young people going on that journey. And, you know, there might be people like, oh yeah, you got to work 24 hours to be successful. No, you don't need to work 24 hours. You can be successful when you put boundaries in. And this is why I went into this space, to also, you know, learn these tools, to be able to share these tools with other people. So today, obviously, you know, I'm not just the founder of Abstract PR, I mentor individuals. I, you know, go and guest lecture into universities. I do talks, I do radio, to advocate the tools that can be used to prevent, you know, having a burnout, to prevent exhaustion, and to prevent other mental health stuff. Like, you know, it's because it is about mindset and it is about boundaries, Natalia. If you're not putting boundaries in for yourself, like for the times that you finish work, okay, what tools can you do? There's meditation, there's yoga, there's going out for a walk, there's grounding yourself. And, you know, I can go and dwell deeper into this because I can talk about psychometrics. You see, I don't know if you've heard of psychometrics, but, you know, some people refer to it as personality types. I refer to it as DISC. So it's something that even Tony Robbins used. And actually, we are all four. We are a D and an I and an S and a C. A dominant individual who's either, you know, very kind of extroverted, generally the business leaders, managers. You've got the I's, who are the very kind of influential, very social, very bubbly, very kind of let's go on holiday. Oh my God, yeah, let's go. They're again very extrovert energies. And then you've got the S, who's very supportive, will put water in your glass before they fill theirs. And then you've got the C, who's a very kind of cognitive individual, needs to have strategy, needs detail, generally finishes. So this S and the C are kind of more introverted. We're actually all four. Now, all four of us charge up on different things. The I charges up on needing to be out and socializing with friends. They need people around. The D needs to see if they've achieved their goals. The S needs that alone time. The C will just need to, like, details. So we all charge up in different ways. And what's important to recognize is that I follow one of the rules my mentor, Suki Wahiwala, has shared with me, sorry. And it's a 70-20-10 rule. And I share this as well. And right, let's say you've got a job, right? So let's say 70% of your day is on your job. Now, if you've got a family, maybe 20% is going to be in your family. That 10% is going to be you. Or you flip it. Let's say, you know, your family is 70% and, you know, you're a mom and you work from home. Your family might be 70%. Maybe you have, you know, a small little business on the side. That could be 20%, and 10% is you time. Every single day, Natalia, the rule is to make sure you give yourself at least 10% of you time. That is 1 hour a day, whether that is in the morning or whether that is at night, whereas there is no one around. Like, you know, like even if it's just watching TV or going out for a walk, something that you enjoy, that your psychometric enjoys, not like ironing. Ironing is not like your 1 hour of you time, you know? It's about really giving yourself that 1 hour. And when you charging yourself up, instead of, you know, there's people that work ridiculous hours in a job every single day. They'll go into their office at 7 o'clock. They'll finish at 9, 10 o'clock, go home, go to bed, do the same thing again. That's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a vicious cycle. And then it's going to catch you at some point, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, you know, you speak so lovely about your walks and your mental health. And what is, if you have any type of golden rule or any tips how to look after your mental health, apart from, you know, the theory that you and I have, and I believe a lot of people, it's very difficult to put it everything into place in action, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's lots of things. I think, one, you've got to create boundaries for yourself, because if you're not creating those boundaries for yourself, no one else is going to respect that, are they? Like, you know, if you're sitting there and you're responding back to emails on a weekend when you shouldn't be working, or after hours, like, that person's going to respond back because you're emailing them, but that's because you don't have boundaries for yourself and you've got to be strict. And, you know, it's about, you know, also just staying true to yourself and not being a people pleaser. I think, you know, one of the things with me, I don't like to get involved with, like, I like to kind of, you know, stay around positive people, things that ignite me and that lift me higher. You don't want to be around that low frequency energy or people that bring you down. You want to be with like-minded individuals, people that are going to, you know, like, be your cheerleaders and so on. And I think, you know, it's always about being around the right people that are your kind of people. And I think, you know, social media is a big thing as well, Natalia, that causes a lot of mental health. And I think, you know, so much with young individuals, you know, middle-aged individuals, because there's this whole perception of, you know, oh, they're living an amazing life and this is what life should be and this is where I should be. And I think people start putting pressure on themselves without realizing actually, you know, social media is not real. You know, like, that you don't even know what is going on with that individual behind that screen.
That is so true. That is so true. Yeah. I always say that, I highlight that, because unfortunately I have to be, well, fortunately or unfortunately, but to be honest, if that was my choice, I would not want to have social media, but because what we do, it's a fantastic tool to connect, find people. It's amazing, but I always say that, don't take everything that you see for what it is, because it's not, especially when it comes to beauty, aesthetics, body. Don't take it. I always say that to my clients or to people I speak to. It's what you see is not really what's behind a closed door. So you have to really filter everything 10 times when it comes to social media.
And it's the world we live in. And I think one thing we've got to understand, it's not going to go away. And, you know, let's say, you know, that you have a business, you are a businesswoman yourself, you're an entrepreneur. Like, you know, it's about not getting sucked in, but using social media with a positive intention to inspire and ignite people. And, you know, that's what I use it for. And, you know, yeah, there might be some people that, you know, use it for other various things of, you know, fashion influencing. And that, you know, I guess can affect your young children and young girls. But I think you've got to be strong enough within yourself to filter out the stuff that you don't really want to see. And you've got to be strict on yourself. Okay, what's my intention on going into social media instead of just going on every 2 minutes, scrolling down? And that's what happens. You get sucked in, and that's what it's made for. Like, you want to go in, you want to make a post, go in with an intention to do your post and get the hell off it. You know, one of the tricks I have for the last, you're going to laugh at me, for 6 years, my notifications on my phone off. Our phones are our biggest distraction. You know, my WhatsApp notifications.
I'm going to laugh at you because I have the same thing.
Yeah. Like,
it's like I have the vibration because I cannot see it, the popping in situation. When I have like 100 million groups, some of the groups are on mute. If I know, none of those information are really relating to me, so I put them on mute. I fully understand you because it's just too much to digest. You have only one brain.
Exactly. And this is the thing I say, you know, if someone's going to email you, they're not expecting you to email them back. Like, and, you know, I might be in a session for 3 hours with a client. My phone is on airplane mode because that attention is going straight to my client. And even if it's not on airplane mode, it's only on You know, it might be on silent mode, but the only thing that comes through is a text message if it's urgent, because everybody knows Am is not going to answer. And, you know, I think you WhatsApp me as well, and you can see, a WhatsApp automated notification. Sorry, I'm busy. I'm either in meetings, and I'll come back to you when I can. If it's urgent, text me, because on WhatsApp Business, you can put these notifications on. And, you know, I think it's important to do that, because your phone can be your biggest distraction. How can you get stuff done if your phone is going off all the time? And actually, I done a video on my socials on this as well. I think I was talking about it. Like, it's our biggest distraction. Someone's going to send you a video of a cat or of a dog, and you go, oh my God, like, it's going to take you about 7 minutes to get back into focus mode again.
Yeah.
So, you know, to get stuff done, you've got to be mentally strong to turn all of that stuff off. And yeah.
So, you know, we're speaking about actually multitasking right now. Do you believe in
anything
as multitasking? You don't.
Don't believe in multitasking. Does not work, does not happen. I'm sorry if people think you can do that, but when you focus on so many things, you don't get things done quicker or straight away. If you're focusing on one thing, you get that done quicker to then move over to the next thing. And, you know, one of the things I always advocate to people is use pen and paper. Go back to old school, Natalia. Oh, and every single morning, you know, make brain dump, like put down a list of everything you need to do that day. And then, you know, circle 10 of those main priorities of that thing, and then break it down to 3. And then those top 3 get done. And then you get stuff done. I don't believe in, you know, typing on a computer what you've got to do, your tasks. It doesn't work, because it doesn't work with your brain. When you're writing it down, you're emptying your brain. You're emptying your unconscious mind. And I'll tell you a trick as well. For years and years and years, I had insomnia. I'm, you know, in my 20s, running a business, my brain would not stop. I'd be like, oh, I've got to do that tomorrow. I've got to do this tomorrow. And I'd have stuff popping in my head, you know? And I had insomnia for a long time. And, you know, and one of the tricks I learned a long time ago was empty your brain at night with everything you've got to do. Not write notes on your phone, but write it down on pen and paper. And your brain is then empty, so then you can then sleep. And then you're not thinking about what you've got to do, because you've already written it down on a piece of paper and emptied your brain.
I agree. I'm an old school person. I love pen and paper. I hate when people even read books on the screen. I'm like,
You know what? I can't do that either. Like, I'm one of those people. Like, I go on holiday now, and after all of these rules, you know, you're limited to a certain amount of, you know, kg, and you're like, oh, I want to take my book. So now I have to take only one book on holiday. But
I'm just like, nope, the screen.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, during the pandemic, you know, a lot of people's lives changed. And, you know, a lot of mental health has been brought up, because you've been stuck at home and you've had to kind of deal with things that you may have avoided for a long time. And, you know, even working, we've all been remote working, and we've worked longer hours because now you're not traveling, and people thinking, oh, I can just do longer, you know, whatever, working. But there's got to be a balance, because I know people still working from home. Again, you know, make sure you get out and have that 1 hour break or that 15, 20 minute break, and just go outside and get fresh air, and make sure you know, cut off at a certain time. And I know sometimes, you know, there might be a very small space that somebody's working from and they can be secluded, but create that space and be like, this is my workspace. Create tape around you, or put a board around you or something, can be like, this is my workspace, and pack your stuff up at the end of the day. So then you know that you're finished, and then you open up your stuff in the morning and clean your desk at night, because that makes such a difference. Don't have clutter around, because your brain is going to be cluttered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good advice. So, you know, as a mental health advocate, what would be your advice to anyone who feels on edge of breakdown or burnout or any type of, you know, stressful situation? Do you have any advice for?
I think they, I think, you know, when you recognize something's not right, you got to take time out for yourself, whether that's, you know, just taking a few days out from work and really getting in nature, really kind of, you know, one of the things I always share is meditations and mantra. You know, even to some of my coaching clients, I always, you know, suggest Louise Hay. She has brilliant affirmations. You know, Louise Hay in the morning, affirmations in the morning, you know, mantra meditations. You know, write down, again, I will go back to pen and paper every single time, journal how you are feeling, you know, write down what is going on, because some people find it really hard to express and they don't like talking to others. So, you know, writing down how you feeling, you're feeling, journaling, having that self-belief in you, you know, talk to somebody if you can't, you know, if it's not a family or close friends, you know, talk to somebody who might be able to understand you. And, you know, we live in a world now where this is normal. 20 years ago, this was not normal. Like, you know, are you going to a therapist? Or, you know, there's so many helplines now as well. And I think it's about, okay, what is going on with me? And why am I feeling like this? You know, really asking yourself these questions.
I fully agree. It's very important to stay in tune with your inner self and keep listening, and sometimes have that alone time. I always tell people it's okay to be alone and digest everything through your own head, through your own body, and stay there. Stay there. Yeah. Sometimes even if it's uncomfortable, just stay there, analyze it, and try to see what can you do different, better. You know, I always openly say about being a part of therapies. You know, I've done it several years and I'm still doing when I need it, but also, like, yes, meditation, also some form of conversations. Even this podcast helps a lot.
Natalia, yeah. And, you know, there are so many apps out there as well. And, you know, we've worked with like two amazing clients. There's one app called Breath Hub. And, you know, Breath Hub has been the fastest growing platform. App in the last year and a half, and we talk about how our breath is so important. And, you know, Breath Hub has over 600 exercises. Let's say you're feeling anxiety or you're feeling a little bit stressed, you know, how can I do a breathing, like, my, how do I breathe? You know, it's a release. And there's just so many apps. You know, you've got Mind, you've got other apps that have music, that you know, there's one called Maya. And that helps with the alpha beta waves in your ears, and there's just so much, you know,
so much out there. And I promise you guys, we're going to be talking about mental health, physical health more and more, because I'm not going nowhere. So with that being said, I want to thank you, first of all, because, you know, we are actually doing this pretty late today, so it's a pleasure to have you, and thank you for giving us this beautiful interview. You're sharing your expertise, your experience, your knowledge. I think is extremely important for everyone to hear that they're not alone. We're not alone. Everyone is going through those things: burnouts, stress, doubts, anxieties. Even if you're the happiest on the outside person and you're doing the best job in the world, which I think I did the best job in the world. I'm sure you think you did the best job in the world. And so, you know, we all go through those moments. So don't get discouraged and down and beat yourself up for sometimes feeling just out of place, out of space, out of your own body.
Thank you so much, Natalia. Thank you so much. And, you know, we just hope this can help someone else. And, you know, this is the purpose of it all. And we all go through the same thing, and we are never alone. You know, we're always relatable to everyone.
That's so true. That's so true. So thank you so much. And you have a great night.
Thank you, Natalia. I will see you
very soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And now it's time for our workout. But before we continue, we have some valuable information from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so let's work out together. So today we're gonna have some cardio. We've done a lot of upper body core, we did some leg work, and today we're gonna focus on some cardio. So very quick little bit of HIIT element to your daily routine. We're gonna focus on sprints today in the spot, some split lunges with the jump and burpees. So as I mentioned, first one sprints. Because we wanted to make sure that our workouts are available for any type of place we're in, either office, home, maybe outside, outdoor, anywhere, I want you to focus on sprints in the spot. But if you can actually sprint, do a meeting, then do and go forward, please. Okay, so sprints in the spot. I want you to guys stay on your toes, both your feet, and as fast as you can, move your feet. Like you're sprinting, exactly like that. And you want to make sure you're moving your arms with you. If you want to do it for at least 20, 30, or maybe even 40 seconds, if possible, you can try it. And then take 30 seconds rest, no more than 30 seconds. You should be pretty well recovered after this. Number two, move on to split lunges with the jump. Add that nice long tall jump, land on your toes, hold your feet, switching legs. Left, right, left, right. If you have bad knees like myself, you don't need to add the jump, you can just keep on going for walking lunges, walk forward, walk backwards, keep changing, go for again at least 30-40 seconds. After a rest, we're gonna go for the last one, burpees. So everyone hate me for that, but we do love our burpees. I mean, we hate them, but we love them. It's hate and love relationship, actually. So you want to drop that chest all the way down to the floor, like you're lying on the floor, then push yourself and jump all the way high up. Make sure you clap on top or have your hands on your neck, all the way up, jump, 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 and again, at least 30-40 seconds. You should be able to fit between 15 to 20 burpees within 40 seconds. And repeat this set of those three exercises at least 2-3 times. Within the next 5 minutes, you should be pretty sweaty. Well, that's a little bit of HIIT cardio work for today. Thank you so much for working out with me. And stay tuned for more. When talking about burnout, it is easy to focus on the who rather than how or why. Who is a valid point, but it's also short-sighted. Burnout doesn't happen in a vacuum, as is the result of crisscrossing factors. Here are some signs and symptoms of burnout according to the NHS website. Feeling overwhelmed, having racing thoughts or difficulty concentrating, being irritable, feeling constantly worried, anxious or scared, a lack of self-confidence, having trouble sleeping or feeling tired all the time, avoiding things or people you are having problems with, eating more or less than usual, drinking or smoking more than usual. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as well as our short workout together. Share with me your thoughts, comments, DM me with your life stories. If you have any questions or you would like me to talk about any particular subject, please contact me. Follow me on my Instagram, fitnesswithnk, where you can leave your message, and make sure you visit my website, www.nataliakotowska.com, for more information. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.